From Kira, can you please ask Ken what kind of protocol would he recommend for herpes outbreaks, both internally and topically?
Okay. If you really want details, email me through freshandalive.com, and I have protocols written up. But
just go over the kind of broad strokes.
Broad strokes I will cover. Basically, with any kind of pathogenic infection, which herpes is, you're basically doing a parasite cleanse. And my parasite cleansing is doing chlorine dioxide, CDS, in 6 ounces of lemonade sweetened with stevia 3 to 5 times a day. So every 2-3 hours, I do that. I will take 25 drops of Microblast in a capsule 3 times a day. Anybody else do not do this. Don't start out with that kind of dosage. Start out with maybe 5 or 10 and work your way up. But I'll take that in capsules 3 to 5 times a day, usually 3 times a day, because I take big doses 3 times a day on those. Get on a stage 1 diet. If you get Gabriel Cousins' book, The Rainbow Green Live Food Cuisine, get that book. Do the stage 1 diet, which means a diet high in greens and chlorophyll, low in sugars and starches. So no fruit for a while, especially no sweet fruits. No carbs, like grains. Stay away from grains. Anything that's converted to sugar in the gut, which means grains, fruit, pastries, sugar, alcohol, all the grains, rices, even quinoa, any of those grains, they all convert to starches in the gut. Those feed herpes, and they feed all pathogens. So get rid of all the carbs. And a high chlorophyll diet, lots and lots of chlorophyll, lots and lots of greens, green drinks, the CDS, the Microblast, accelerated silver, I take that as well. I'll do big doses of that. I would do double or triple the doses they recommend. You can't overdo the accelerated silver. It's really just a matter of cost. And then also I will do Dr. Morse's herbs. So I'll do the Heal All tea with herbal extracts for cleansing and detoxing. And so all of those will knock it out. And then also the advanced TRS nanozeolites. That will pull out viruses and pathogens as well. So do that and just do it until they're gone. Do it. Years ago, I had herpes simplex 1, and I was told, of course, you're told that you can never get rid of it, that there's no cure for it, blah, blah, blah. Not true.
Not true.
It's tougher.
I had
tougher
it when I was a kid, too, and it's gone.
Right.
I haven't seen it for 20 years. It's gone.
Right. And I've confirmed it with medical tests, I know it's not there.
Yeah.
So you can kill it off, but it is a tough one. It's a tough nut. So realistically and truly, if you've had it a long time, you probably need to get on a living foods diet, high in chlorophyll, proper food combining, get Gabriel Cousins' book, and that's Cousens, Gabriel Cousins, MD, his book, Rainbow Green Live Food Cuisine. And for anybody who really wants to do a long-term commitment to a healthy diet, also get his book, Conscious Eating. And do that kind of a diet and detox. And, of course, this is not just an isolated thing. It's not just herpes. If you've got herpes going on, you've got chronic health issues. So you need to get screening and diagnostics to find out specifically what's going on and then address those as well. So you can start out with screening. I like to do quantum biofeedback with a QXCI SCIO or Indigo or Eductor or the Life System. And I will also do tests like a hair analysis to see what mineral deficiencies there are or any heavy metals. You can also do fecal analysis for that. If you email me, I can give you more details on different kinds of tests and screening. But those are good to start with and address the bigger picture, which is how are you eating and how are you living?
Mm-hmm. Hi, Patrick and Ken. Does Ken have some suggestions for clearing lung infections?
Same thing as a parasite protocol, really. Infections, they're all pathogenic. And so it's what I just said, diet, detoxification, eating proper food combining. Food combining is a huge one. A lot of raw food people out there will completely ignore food combining. And the food combining is this concept of if you eat foods that digest fast, like sugars and starches, with foods that digest slow, like proteins and high fiber plant foods like greens, the slow digesting foods will slow down the digestion of the fast digesters, and then you get fermentation in the gut, which creates acid and alcohol. It also feeds parasites and pathogens. And it's like gasoline for them. So when you see these raw food people recommending, you know, making fruit pies with a nut crust, or these superfood bars with all kinds of nuts and goji berries and fruit and stuff, that's gasoline for infections and parasites. So you stay away from that stuff, and stay away from that stuff in general. What I found is food combining becomes less important the healthier you are, but I have never met anyone except for a handful of people who were that healthy, including myself. You know, it's like when I had the time to do massive amounts of detoxing and healing years ago, and I was in really good shape, food combining was not that important. But, you know, I travel a lot now. I eat restaurant food and stuff. And, of course, I do organic. And there's, you know, I don't eat just any old thing. But my diet is not as pristine as it was a long time ago at times. So you really have to address all that. But it's basically parasite cleansing.
Okay. Let's see. Hi, who's on the phone here? Good morning.
Hey, Patrick. Hey, Ken. This is Sean up in Seattle.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Another beautiful sunny day here. I wanted to ask you, Ken, have you helped anybody cure themselves of a stroke at 77 yet? Anybody in that higher age that...
What is the symptoms now after the stroke? How long ago?
2 years now.
Okay.
Right side, right arm.
Sure.
What paralyzed or whatnot? Pretty much in the right foot, and mm-hmm. But we get him walking. We had him in the swimming pool again yesterday, and it's just
okay. Let's talk about it. You got some ideas for Sean?
Well, yeah. You know, first of all, I have never helped anybody cure anything because I'm not a medical doctor. I have worked with a lot of people, quite a few people who have had strokes of varying degrees and certain distances from the time of the stroke, you know, in some cases many years after the stroke. And yes, people can regain completely, they can heal completely from strokes. What strokes are really is a symptom of a lack of mineralization. What a stroke is when a blood vessel bursts, and usually in the brain, and but it can be elsewhere. And then it causes this cognitive dysfunction, and it bleeds out in the tissue and things like that. But that is a symptom of a mineral deficiency because these vessels get weak from a lack of mineralization. Minerals give stiffness to tissue and vessels in the body. So one of the things you've got to do is remineralize the body, which means ingesting bioavailable minerals. And the bioavailable minerals that I use are Angstrom brand minerals. Their website is angstrom-minerals.com. We're going to be carrying some on our website soon. And then also healthgems.com. They have colloidal minerals that are phenomenal. So that's one of the first steps, along with food. Now, you know, a lot of people say, well, can't you just get minerals in the food? And normally, the answer is no. Even organic food is not mineralized enough these days, unless you're getting it from a local farmer who's growing it properly and mineralizing the soil and in good soil, or you're growing it yourself and mineralizing it properly. So normally, no. You, even with organic, you can't get properly mineralized food. So hence the need for supplementation, especially in a severe case like this. And then everything that is going to support cellular regeneration and healing is going to help with a stroke. Because what you're really doing in healing a stroke is regenerating brain cells, regenerating nervous system cells, and healing the damage done from the bursts of the blood vessels. So that means it also depends on what the person's willing to do. They've got to be willing to get on 100% live food diet, like I was mentioning, you know, high in greens, high in chlorophyll, lots of chlorophyll in the diet, watching the food combining, staying away from sugars and fruits and carbs and grains, massive amounts of chlorophyll, particularly E3 live algae. That is phenomenal for rebuilding brain tissue and brain cells. And but it's also very detoxifying. So if you've got somebody in that kind of condition, chances are they're toxic and deficient. So start slow with any kind of supplementation with small doses. I would start out with maybe a teaspoon of E3 live, which is this frozen blue-green algae, in a glass of water or juice or one of these nutrient tonics. I would put the minerals in a like 12 ounces of water or the Heal All tea or something like that, or juice. And the E3 Live. The E3 Live tastes kind of fishy, so really you need to dilute it. You can sweeten it with some stevia if you want to, but don't put any sugars or any sweeteners in there that's going to feed parasites and pathogens. And alkalize the body. When you alkalize the body through a living foods diet and through this kind of supplementation, that will start flushing acid out of the body, which eats at tissues and eats at structures in the body and causes cellular degeneration. So when you stop that and start flushing these acids out, that'll help accelerate the healing of the tissues. Hydration is super important. So lots and lots of green juices and green drinks, meaning a base of cucumber and or celery. Celery is really good because it's got a lot of sodium in a natural form that will help flush out. It'll help the osmosis in the body, help flush toxins and waste out, help get this acid out of the body and the tissue. But green juices, cilantro in particular, parsley also, make it so that it doesn't taste horrible. You can make these green drinks. You can even put a little lemon or ginger and a little bit of stevia in there, sweeten it up a little bit, make it taste reasonable. It doesn't have to taste like some horrific gagging green drink. But get that stuff into them. Get lots of hydration going on. And also lots of water. Again, a half ounce per pound of body weight per day. And when they drink water, drink, 12 to 16 ounces minimum each time with 1/8 of a teaspoon of the scalar salt or some kind of whole mineral salt like Celtic salt or whatever, and put it on the roof of the tongue, hold it for 30 seconds if they can, and then wash it down with at least 16 ounces of water.
These things don't have to be a permanent situation, in your opinion.
No. Yeah. I've helped. I mean, there have been lots of people I know who have used these techniques and completely healed from strokes, plenty of them.
Really?
And you don't have to have any residual effects. I had a friend who had a stroke, and she had a baseball-sized brain tumor. She had the tumor removed surgically, and after doing these kinds of things, you couldn't even tell that anything ever happened. She was fully full brain function. So yes, absolutely, you can heal from these things. Medical doctors don't know how to do it, so they're going to tell you there's no hope, et cetera, et cetera. That's not true. But you've got to be massive with all this stuff. You can't fart around. You've got to do everything massively. Also, anything that will move the lymph. So any therapies that can move the lymph, microcurrent therapies, there's something called H-wave therapy that may or may not be available in your area. Rebounding, if the person, it depends on, how bad this was and what condition they are. If they're bedridden, they're not going to be able to rebound. But, bouncing on a tramp, little mini tramp will help get the lymph moving. Anything that will help get the lymph moving and waste. Detoxing and cellular regeneration is about getting nutrients into the cells and getting waste out. And that means lots of fluids, lots of nutrients, and lots of pooping and peeing.
Sean, on the rebounding, the ones we have, we can get it with handles, And so you could email me and I could work that out. And then if you get on there, if he can get on there and just bounce without leaving the mat, even if he's got really bad symptoms, and just that bouncing on the mat without leaving the mat.
Yeah, if you can sit on it.
Yeah. Pumping that lymph system. That's beneficial. Right. Beneficial.
Also infrared light therapy.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
You can go on like Amazon.com. You can get an infrared light bulb for $15. And
you mean the chicken lamps? Those guys?
Yeah. And that.
Where would you shine that on the brain?
Wherever it's affected, and also on the abdomen, because that'll help with the elimination system.
Well, lots of options there, Shawnee. It just depends on
what about the green apples? Adding green apples to the green juice and everything, is that a no-no since it's a fruit?
Just enough to take the gag factor away. Don't make it real sweet.
Okay.
Because you want to see, Norm, when you got that kind of stuff going on, there's going to be a parasite load in the body, and those parasites are vying for the nutrients in the body. They're going to rob the body of nutrients, and they're also going to, when they eat, they emit waste that goes into the bloodstream and circulates around the body and toxifies things. And so if you're taking in fruit and stuff, you're going to be feeding that and increasing that. So you want to help kill those off, but you can't hit them with everything, especially if it's an older person that age. You can't hit them with too much stuff. So start out with food and juice, and be very gentle, and start out very, very gently, and work your way up, and do it with some guidance if you can. Find a practitioner. If you contact us, we might be able to refer you to some people in your area.
Mm-hmm. And oxygen chambers, seen any beneficial effects from that?
Hyperbaric oxygen,
yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, hyperbaric.
All of these things are really about getting oxygen into the body and into the blood, which helps with cellular regeneration. So, yes, absolutely.
Hmm.
Okay. Yeah, we the infrared sauna that you sell, Patrick. We have a regular one, the wood one and whatnot. And that was the one thing that I was, wanting them to get to is get the one that you guys have because he can just sit there in the chair and detoxify.
Oh yeah.
Just keep those fluids moving. Keep hydration up. Keep it flushing out. Otherwise, if you don't and you start detoxing the tissue, then you're going to have all kinds of reactions from it that could be bad. So you want to keep them hydrated.
Well, let us know how we can help, Sean. Okay. I appreciate it. Thanks. Good for you to helping out. It's great.
That's good. Well, thank you much, guys.
All right,
have a good one.
See you soon. Up there in Seattle where sunshine comes out every now and then. Let's see. I've got two on this one. Patrick did a show, one email on the 5G, the hazards, and the other one, here's another one about 5G, so maybe you just covered it in one thing. Is there, Ken Roll, in your opinion, any special things that we're going to need once this 5G thing really gets up and about?
Yes, and it depends on your exposure. I just got an email from a guy who said that there was a 5G transmitter placed right outside of his house, and in a situation like that, you've got to take a lot of measures. It depends on your living situation. If you're in communal living where you're in an apartment complex, I would seriously look at moving. And I know that's not something you can just up and do, but what you have to understand about apartment living and condo living in these complexes is that they've got banks and banks of smart meters. Everybody's got Wi-Fi. You're just immersed in a massive amount of EMF, and no amount of mitigation is going to protect you from that. I mean, unless you live inside of a metal box, which even if you paint your walls with EMF paint and stuff like that, it's just not going to be sufficient.
Yeah.
And my devices are some of the most powerful things I know of for protecting you against that stuff. But you got to get away from that kind of immersion. So anybody who's living in communal properties, I would, plan long term on moving away from that if you can. And in the case of 5G, it's very much like EMF now. It's all in how you do it and what you do to protect yourself. Because right now, I come across people all the time that have all kinds of major health issues, and sometimes they're even dying from EMF exposure or complications from EMF exposure because they're living on their cell phone. I had a friend who was using 2,600 minutes a month on a cell phone, and it was killing his thyroid and his brain and causing a huge host of health issues with him. And so I had to pull him off all that and detox him and do a whole bunch of stuff. Took 3 weeks and turned the guy around. But basically the first thing is avoidance. So in every way you can, avoid it. Don't use cell phones except when you need to. And when you need to, don't put them up to your head ever. Even if you've got protection on them, don't put them up to your head. Get an air tube headset and use the air tube headset if you've got to be on any kind of a phone call, or put it on speakerphone, put it on a counter or a table or some kind of a surface and use it. Do not hold it in your hand, and use it that way. Don't use your phone as a computer. Don't be surfing the web, unless you're traveling or in a momentary need where you've got to find some information when you're traveling or something like that. Use it, get off of it. There are lots of useful apps, and believe me, I'm not a Luddite. I use a cell phone. I have lots of apps on my phone, but I use them this way. I punch it, I find the information, I get off of it. I've got protector on it. I avoid its use. I don't put it up to my head. I use an air tube headset. Rarely, because I just don't, I tell people, you're not going to be able to get a hold of me on a cell phone, so don't even try. Avoid cordless phones at home if you can. Use corded phones. These cordless phones now are all DECT 6, and even the older ones are all horrific frequencies, but DECT 6 are every bit as bad, if not worse, than cell phones. So you've got to put protection on them, keep them away from your head, use air tube headsets on them, but really just don't use a cordless set. Wi-Fi. If you've got Wi-Fi, like I have Wi-Fi at my house and at my businesses, but it's never on. It's never on, except when my cell phone tells me I have to do an update over Wi-Fi. Then I turn it on, and I've got protection around the house, which we'll talk about. I do the downloads, and then I get off of it, shut it off, and you know I'm done with it. I don't leave it on. When I have guests visiting, I've got corded internet connections for them. If they need to do something on their cell phone that they have to have Wi-Fi, I'll turn it on, and as soon as they're done, I turn it off. We do not have massive chronic exposure to Wi-Fi. I also do EMF audits anywhere where I'm going to be staying a lot, or my staff are, or anyone I know. I have various meters. Tri-Field just came out with a new, I think it's TR2 meter, Tri-Field meter. It's like $150. Those are really good for people.
Oh, does I've it got do a bunch the, of other. Is it accurate on the RF or the spectrum, Ken?
It is. The new one is. Good, it's good. Much better than the old one.
Yeah, the old one really wasn't very good for RF stuff.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't at all. You know.
But I've got a whole bunch of expensive meters that I use. But yeah, You know, most people are not going to be able to do that. But basically, avoidance. So with the 5G, what 5G is about, aside from the heinous mind control and frequency control manipulations of it, publicly what they're saying is it's for the Internet of Things. It's in order to provide bandwidth for smart devices throughout your home that will be internet connected, that will have all these conveniences like a refrigerator that can tell you on your cell phone when you're out at the grocery store what's in this.
That's
the
great, right? This is just fridge, exactly what we want, right? Oh, you're out of yogurt. Right. Yeah, well, give me a life.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care.
It's like,
I can
exactly,
see that.
Yes.
I can see it, right?
Yeah, and it's a lot of super convenient stuff, you know, a toaster that tells you on your phone, you know, I don't know why you want to do it, but I mean, you know, it's ridiculous. I mean, there can be a lot of conveniences with it, but basically, they're pretty much every appliance in your house, even little ones, are going to be internet enabled, either through Wi-Fi or wire connections.
And they're doing all the security systems like that too, that they're selling like crazy now, right?
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's a challenge, man.
And it's so avoidance. Don't buy into that stuff. It's just like don't buy into the whole cell phone paradigm. There's a lot more going on with the cell phones than just mobility and convenience. These have been implemented by people who have heinous agendas to control people, to manipulate people, to track people, to surveil people, et cetera, et cetera. And so you have to understand that. It's like my cell phone. I have a cell phone. Yes, it's not in my name. I paid cash for it, and I buy minutes in cash, and it's in a fake name, and I turn off location services just to minimize. I'm not deluded into thinking that this is going to keep them from knowing who I am and tracking me. And so within your household, within your area that you can control, do not invest in these technologies. Do not buy into this stuff. If you're in a densely populated neighborhood, if you're in a housing development, you're going to be surrounded by Wi-Fi, you're going to be surrounded by 5G. And it depends on how close you are to one of these transmitting towers. They're not very far apart. So most people are going to be exposed in cities and things. In those kinds of cases, you're going to need devices like my Rest Shield that will put out skater fields that will protect you from that. And again, these are not panaceas. I don't want anybody thinking that, oh, tra-la-la, I can live next to a cell phone tower or one of these transmitters right next to my bedroom and everything's going to be fine and dandy. No. If you use one of these EMF meters that picks up these frequencies and it has an audible tone and you can hear the frequencies pulsing, it's still going on even when you've got these protective devices there. Now, they will help immensely, but they're not a panacea. They're not going to solve the whole problem. So you've got to avoid exposure. So that means if you're living in a place where you're right next to one of these transmitters, you know, you need to consider in the long term maybe the possibility of moving away from it. But my Rest Shield devices. We also have a much stronger device for outdoors called the Home Shield, which we do not have on our website, and we don't talk about it online because it has certain capabilities that we don't want to go public with. But if you contact us through freshandalive.com, it's called the Home Shield. It's basically seven Rest Shields, seven of these pyramids in one device that you can put outdoors, and it will protects against EMF. It actually helps plant growth. It de-stresses living organisms. It helps sleep. It does all the things the Rest Shield will do. And it will also clear chemtrails and other pollutants out the atmosphere for 75-mile radius. And it has other benefits, which we can't talk about online on the radio. So those technologies, EMF pendants on yourself. You can put scatter devices. Like my Rest Shields, you know, I would have them, and I'm not just trying to plug and sell these things, but I would have them. They reach out 20 feet radius in all directions, and they go through walls. I would have those around your house. If you've got 5G around you, I would have those throughout the house protecting you. I would have all of these things, all these types of protection with you. And then also your physical health and your consciousness itself goes a long, long way toward mitigating this stuff. If you detox your body, heal your body up, strengthen your mind and your body by doing these things that I teach and talk about, particularly the getting the brain and the mind clear and doing emotional work to clear the emotions and releasing emotional issues and self-destructive unconscious beliefs and behaviors. You do all those kinds of things, it will strengthen the mind and your intention, your ability to create your reality, and combined with all these other things, you'll be just fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree. And your body will just get stronger and it'll deal with whatever comes your way.
Yes.
Patrick Timpone, Ken Rolla, a few more and then we'll go. I have to do a little break here. We have some more emails and stay right there. Dr. Richard Ulrey, authority on minerals, talks about gut bacteria, making the vitamins, and absorbing the minerals, how it all works.
We need vitamins from our gut bacteria so we can absorb minerals, and then minerals provide a resonant frequency. And those minerals carry these frequencies into the body, and multiple minerals will give you a frequency that allows all of our proteins to have individual distinct frequencies, giving that three-dimensional structure. This is where Wayne's products, Living Stream, and that's the only primary products I carry. When you do a stool test and it says you don't have any bifidobacteria, well, if you don't have any bifidobacteria, you're not going to absorb certain minerals. If you don't have any lactobacillus, you're not going to absorb certain minerals.
Here's an idea of a couple of the Living Streams you can take for what we're talking about here. The Bifido, Living Streams Multi-Blend, and the Living Minerals. So you get in the minerals, the Bifido, and the Lactobacillus. And these special probiotics and minerals are all in human DNA form, and they are living alive. In our store on OneRadioNetwork.com. Ken Roll, I wanted to tell you a quick mold story. You had talked about mold and the ozone and how expensive and all that. Wayne Blakely created a product called Mold Relief, these Living Streams, and I bought, I think a quart, and you mix it, you dilute it 7-1, and you can do 8,000 square feet. And you get one of these foggers, you know, and you started fogging all the sheetrock. And Wayne and Ken Rolla, the experience and the feeling in my home was palpable. I mean, you could feel this. I had a closet where adjacent to my bathroom with poor ventilation, you know, a bad design. And I couldn't get that kind of moldy, you know, feeling and smell out of there for years. And even though I took everything out, and with two applications of this Mold Relief, it's totally clear. My bedroom just—you could feel the difference. It was amazing.
Yeah, Wayne has
amazing.
Yeah,
experience.
Wayne has superb products, and we're going to be carrying his products on our website soon. And you can do the same thing with EM, with the effect of microorganisms, and of course, in addition, ozone as well.
Well, this is so much less expensive than ozone. I mean, whoa.
Yeah. So, and EM is also, it's very cheap.
Yeah. And do you spray the EM on your sheetrock too, like with a fogger?
Yeah. You do it with a fogger. And I'll, like inside of air conditioners, I'll spray it full strength on the inside of air conditioners and things like that. Yeah.
So folks, if you'd like to get some of this, you can go to our website, go to OneRadioNetwork.com, look in the store and see the product Mold Relief. And what you can do, you know, 8,000 square feet, so say your home is 3 or 4, you could go in with a neighbor or a family member, friend, and then go in on the fogger. And we have a fogger in our store that we don't have a financial interest in, but this is the one that Ray recommends, and Wayne's going to be on the show tomorrow, and we'll talk more about it. And then you fog your home, and there's just no doubt about it. We've had one of the top bull biologists in the country, George Swanson. You can go to breathablewalls.com, and sheetrock, I don't care, even the green stuff, is kind of made to mold. It will mold. It will mold over time. It just does. Even from just the humidity in the air, it'll mold, even if you don't have a link. And so this could be a hidden, I don't want to get too spooky here, but this could be a hidden weird thing with mold that, I don't know. I think it's a big deal. And you could demold your house for, you know, what, $500 with the machine and you could split that with two people. And I would do all the sheetrock. I would do all the sheetrock. And then you could do it again if you had more product left. I still have some in my fridge that I'm going to do my house again, my bathrooms again, just to do it again, just because I can. And it feels great in here. This is really cool. And one thing I did that you don't want to do is to nebulize some of this stuff. So I did, but don't do this. So I nebulized some of the 6 to 1 dilution of the Mold Relief. Don't do this. And I felt like I had the worst case of the flu ever that night. So it was doing something. And so I guess you get it, the mold in your lungs as well. Because I had some mold in here, some cracks, and a roof leak one time that we thought we got it all. But sheetrock will mold, and just in passing, you can get some magnesium oxide sheetrock that's made in China. They're beginning to make it here, which is will not mold, just will not mold forever, just won't mold. And you can get some of that on breathablewalls.com through George Swanson. So pretty cool stuff on OneRadioNetwork.com and Living Streams, and get yourself some mold relief if you like to do that. Daniel Vitale is one of your flagship products, of course, the colostrum, which is easy to take, yummy, easy to get the kids to take. Talk a little bit about how it's necessary for the baby calves, but then also that it works for people.
Well, colostrum is the first food for all mammals. So all mammals produce colostrum before they produce milk. And that colostrum works not just in that animal, but it'll work across species and other animals too. And nowhere is this more true than with cows and human beings. Now, cows produce this surplus, which allows us to take a little bit of that and then turn it into this powder form, which is a fantastic food in smoothies and other confections and things like that. It has this ability to impart the immunity of the animal that it came from to us.
This is a pretty magical superfood, in my opinion. And Patrick's whole gut has continued to improve with more revolutions around the sun. And I've sure had my share of colostrum over the years. Wonderful superfood, and one of the best ones available today. SirThrival. Any SirThrival link, colostrum, OneRadioNetwork.com. Yeah, we're rebuilding now after finally ditching the heartburn. Man, it's gone. I mean, and Wayne's products help, but the colostrum now is helping to heal some of the irritated gut. So we're on it full on now with the aloe, with the Stockton Aloe 1. And my tummy's feeling better than, for years. So I'm just so thankful. It took a little while, but it was a whole spiritual thing, too, that I'll talk about on Open Phones on Friday, which it always is, right? But you know me, I always kind of got to go for it and get it all. Get all squeaky clean. That's just the way my life is. So this colostrum and the aloe will heal you up really nicely. And you can do other things, of course, glutamine, and you know, do marshmallow and licorice, and there's all kinds of things you can do. And Ken talks about, and we talk about. But these are, I think, two of the main ones you can do, and you'll love it. And that's about it. So let's go back, Ken, and let's see if we can wrap a few things up, and then we'll go. I'm interested. This is an interesting question. I'm interested in buying something for a koi pond. Koi pond. What's koi? Koi pond. Oh, is that?
They're big. Those big carp.
The big carp,
like goldfish.
Yeah. To keep my fish and pond healthy, do you have anything that would be good for and safe for them?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. First of all, you know, if you've got a koi pond that's got a balanced ecosystem and it's properly oxygenated and you don't have too many fish in it for the size of it and all that, that's one of the major keys right there. And then if you've got like overblooms of algae and that kind of stuff going on, then chances are you've got either too many fish and organisms in the pond for the amount of water, or you've got some kind of fertilizers or something flowing into it. But you can, just to keep them healthy, one of the key things is probiotics, believe it or not, because beneficial bacteria in the water will help every organism in there, and whether it's something the fish feed on or the plants or whatever. So you can put effective microorganisms, or EM, in the koi pond, and that will go a long way toward, first of all, keeping the water from getting algae growing and pond scum and that kind of stuff. If you've got a pond that has that already, it will actually break it down and make it go away. EM is used a lot for remediating polluted water and stagnant farm ponds and stuff like that.
That's called effective microorganisms, right?
Yeah, we sell it on our website. I think it's SCD Probio Balance. The great thing about it is, particularly for something like a koi pond or a bigger pond like a farm pond, is that you can take a quart of the Probio Balance, mix it with a quart of blackstrap molasses and 5 gallons of water, and keep it at 95 degrees for 3 weeks in a sealed container, and you'll have you'll have 5 gallons of it after 3 weeks, which you can then use. You dilute it massively, like, you know, tens of thousands of parts of water per one part of EM. And so you can use it in ponds to remediate them as well, or polluted bodies of water. And in fact, Chiru Higa, the Japanese agriculture professor that developed this, that's exactly what he does. He goes around the world remediating large bodies of polluted water with this, kind of like Masaru Emoto was doing.
And you, so if you've got a little pond or something, you can just dump it in there.
Right, yeah. And then, you know, I don't know a lot about maintaining the health of fish and what they eat, but I do know that, you know, fish don't eat grain. So if you're feeding them some kind of grain-based food, that will definitely cause disease in them. So they need to be eating their natural diet, which for koi, they're bottom feeders. So most likely it's going to be the stuff coming from other life forms onto the bottom. But also I would suspect things like worms and bugs and that kind of stuff, and seaweeds and algae. So I know from feeding some of my friends fish that they do eat seaweeds like nori or other formless specifically designed for fish. So it's the same thing, you know, fish need mineralization and stuff. So getting these minerals into them through these seaweeds are also, but I think it's a balance between the plant-based and the insects or worms or, you know, things like that.
On the koi, are these just for fun, like pets? They don't eat the koi, right? You don't eat those?
Yeah, it's really decorative. It's it really comes from Japan. It's a Japanese thing. And it's a high art. I mean, they breed these fish with all different shapes and colors and stuff. And some of them are very expensive, tens of thousands of dollars for one fish. But yeah, they tend to be expensive fish. And so you want to be able to keep them alive.
When we were kids, there was a farmer's pond. This is 50 years ago, 60 years ago. And we used to catch carp and actually eat them. But boy, they had a lot of bones. They tasted good, but oh, man, they had a lot of bones. Yeah. It's like my dad said, don't bring these fish home, Patrick. You can hardly eat these. They're all bones. Man. But you know, when you catch something, you got to bring it home to mom and dad, you know.
Well, you know, and I know I don't remember the name. I think it's Shrimp Boy or something like that. There's a seafood company in South Florida that uses these sustainable ecosystems for raising shrimp and fish, and particularly like catfish. And I know years ago when I ate fish, I know that there was a big difference between catfish caught in like Louisiana in natural clean swamps from farm-raised fish. There's a huge difference in the taste of the meat. It's because the farm-raised fish typically are in these toxic, polluted, man-made tanks. So one of the keys, of course, which you do usually with koi ponds and aquariums, is you keep the water circulating, you keep it clean, and you keep it oxygenated. And so you're going to have systems for that in a koi pond to do that. Farm pond, you may not have that kind of stuff going on. So it's very important. Anybody who's got large bodies of water and they want to keep them healthy, study the work of Victor Schauberger and the concept of flow forms and oxygenating the water. Water needs to flow. A lot of farm ponds go stagnant and get algae on them because they don't have flow. And so you've got to have a water source other than rain that's flowing into them and flowing out of them. And then you can enhance that. Or if you've got a pump, like if you've got a pump in the pond, you can have the water pumping up to a flow form that will allow the water to flow in these curves that will oxygenate it, and it will structure the water, and that will keep the pond from going stagnant.
I've seen these little things where they're spraying out on top. Is that what that's doing? You got a little pump that's spraying
out? That's aerating, yeah. That aerates the pond and keeps it.
Huh.
It does, and that keeps it from growing algae. But if you really want to have amazing results with crystal clear water, Hippocrates Health Institute does this. They've got an old pond that really doesn't get much circulation, and it was always just this huge algae-covered swamp. And they put in flow forms and a pump, and now it's crystal clear, and it's amazing. Just study Victor Schauberger and flow forms. You can actually buy flow forms. You can see them on YouTube. Just go to YouTube or Google it, and you'll see how to create a flow form. You can do them very simply with a little bit of concrete, and a pump.
I guess unless you really know the source and what they're doing, you better be careful when they say farm-raised fish, right? I'm always
there.
I never do that. The only thing I usually get is like the Atlantic wild-caught, something like that.
Yeah.
Now, Whole Foods claims that they did, they got good stuff they're feeding them, but I've never seen exactly what they feed them, so I don't know.
Well, I don't trust Whole Foods at all.
I don't know.
They've been caught with all kinds of toxic junk in their stores that there was under their brand, and also their CEO was buddy buddy with the CEO of Monsanto, so I don't trust them one bit.
Here's an email, I tried wrapping my cell phone in aluminum foil. I was still receiving texts and calls. I thought the foil protected people from being tracked and from receiving signals. I like to put the tin foil on my head, but that's just me. I like a hat. I like a tin foil.
I know where this is coming from. It's funny, man. I put videos out on YouTube, and I never know which ones are going to go big. And I did this like 5-minute video, and the point of the video actually was to explain to people that not to use cell phones. Use them as little as possible. So the name of the video was something like Dirt Cheap DIY EMF Protection for Your Cell Phone.
You wrap it up with tinfoil.
I started out with showing them. I had meters and I showed them the mass amount of EMF coming off this cell phone. And then, I give them advice for how to protect against it. But what I show them is like, if you really want to get rid of the EMF entirely, just wrap it up in a piece of heavy duty aluminum foil. And when you do that, it will shield the phone and prevent it from transmitting. Now, back in the old days when they had those bag phones, they were making cell phones that were as powerful as 1 watt. And that is a cancer generator right there, man. That's like major. And the cell phone companies started doing studies and they found out that that was the case. And so they very quietly dropped all of their phones down to 0.1 watt. And they incentivized people to get off the old bag phones and stuff. And I know this because I had a bag phone, and when I moved from North Carolina to Florida, it was going to cost me $200 a month to keep my bag phone.
What's a bag phone?
So it's one of those old, back in the olden days, like in the 80s and 90s, they had these big, giant cell phones that were in a bag, and you carried it with you. And they were mainly, they were stationed in vehicles. Like I had one in my car.
Oh yeah.
And they were great because they were so powerful that you could be anywhere and you'd get service. But they were toxic, super deadly.
Yeah, imagine putting one of those things to your head, man. It's like,
And so, so they got rid of them. So anyway, the point being is that cell phones nowadays are 0.1 watt, and that is really not strong enough to go through aluminum foil. If you've got aluminum foil that it's getting through, then you're probably using thin aluminum foil. Heavy duty foil, especially 2 layers, that's going to block any cell phone signal. Yeah. So I would look at what kind of foil you're using. Maybe it's plasticized or something, or maybe it's just thin. Yeah. But if you're using like heavy duty Reynolds aluminum foil, for sure, two layers will stop that.
A recent guest, Dr. Paul Ken, that I mentioned to you, that we did a show with him on the 10th of July. You all can look for the show in our archives. He suggested that the only testing that goes on in this country is from the thermal heat. You know, that's all they do. They don't test anything else when it comes to cell phone safety.
Right, right. It's called the SAR test.
Is that what it is?
Specific, SAR test? Yeah, specific absorption radiation test, and it's ridiculous. It's the only one that governments and institutions recognize, and it's the stupidest, pointless, most pointless test ever. Basically, what they do is they take a balloon full of water about the size of a human head,
yeah,
and they put an EMF source up to it, and they see how much it heats it in a certain amount of time. And based on that, they give it a rating.
Really?
Yeah, it has absolutely no indication of the impact on a living organism.
Oh, my God.
It's a stupid test, but it's one that the government and institutions recognize, and so companies that make EMF protection sometimes will use that test to certify their products that at least it's got this certain SAR rating. And cell phones have that SAR rating as well, so people can kind of judge how bad the radiation is on a particular cell phone model. But it's a stupid, ridiculous, meaningless test.
Yeah. Stupid, ridiculous, meaningless. Well, kind of like governments. That's good.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you just define what a government is.
Exactly.
Here's a listener who's got cardboard wrapped in foil, two pieces about an inch thick, and then they use it as my fanny pack that's against my hip. And I put my phone in front of that. Does that help?
No.
No, it doesn't do anything.
Not really. Not much.
But it makes you feel better, so keep doing it. I would do it.
Yeah. No, and here's why. I mean, think about it this way.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can be in a room, and you can line the entire room with aluminum foil except for the windows.
Yeah.
And you can turn a TV on and pick up TV or radio over the airwaves.
Of course.
Not as well, but you can still pick it up. Well, that's basically what you're doing on your butt. You're just shielding a little bit of it right there against the skin, the worst part of it, yes. But it's still, those waves are broadcasting all around. They're bouncing off of all kinds of structures. They're passing through you. So, no, it's not effective. There are certain kinds of cell phone shields that you can get that will shield it right up against the body. They work to a certain degree, and they've been certified. It uses a fractal antenna technology, and we used to carry one on our website. But you're deluding yourself if you think that you can use any kind of a shield and keep an operating cell phone up next to the body. You're going to be in for a world of hurt down the road. It doesn't matter, you know, until some really amazing technologies come along. I don't know if that ever will happen, that really shields it from all parts of the body, including the brain.
Yeah.
You're not... You know, you're just mitigating a little bit of it. So the real solution is like what I do. You know, I never put a cell phone up next to my body that's operating. I either turn it off, or at the very least, I will put it in airplane mode.
Also, Ken Roll, I think a huge challenge is when during my Florida trip and I walk through airports and watch these young kids sitting with a laptop on their lap. And yeah. I've taken the meters, and I have a little MacBook that I use for writing downstairs. And you don't want to put these things on your lap. I can show you with meters. There's some, no wonder it must be a factor in the low testosterone rates. Right? These kids are putting their laptops right over their genitals, girls and boys.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. There have been studies done. You know, the cell phone industry likes to obfuscate the evidence and say that there's no evidence and blah, blah, blah. Same thing with the smart meters. They like to say there's no evidence. There absolutely is. There's tons of evidence, and all you've got to do is go out and look for it. I've got a bunch of it on my website. When you go to the EMF protectors on our website, we've got links to these studies. You can go online and Google the Bioinitiative Report, which is a team of hundreds of scientists that have done studies and shown what EMF does in all these different kinds of sources and have written a report stating what it does. And these are highly credentialed people. These aren't, you know, new age woo-woo flakes. So there's plenty of evidence out there, and it's increasing all the time. It's kind of like a lot of things. These industries are producing these problems. They like to do shill science to obfuscate the truth. And so you've got to have discernment and, you know, look at sources that you can trust and see the evidence of it.
Yeah.
But even if you can't find the evidence, if it's in question, you know, err on the side of caution.
Yeah. Well, Kenny boy, thanks for a great show, man. We covered a lot of territory in the last 3 hours.
Yeah, it's always fun.
What fun, what fun. How's the orange juice? Boy, I just love an orange juice these days. Are you ever doing orange juice fast? I wonder if that would be cool.
It's funny you say it. I have not, but Robert Morris, who is one of my greatest teachers, Dr. Robert Morris in Florida, he did an orange juice fast for like 6 months.
Just orange juice?
Yeah, and he did it like on a mountain. He went somewhere and like meditated and did just all he did was like drink orange juice and meditate out in the woods or somewhere. He was an amazing guy, but I have not done it. It's a lot of sugar, and you know Morris is big into fruit, and he dismisses these people like Hippocrates Health Institute that say fruit is bad for you. Fruit's not bad for you. It has a lot of great things, and it's very electrolytic, and it's very detoxifying. But when you're getting rid of parasites and pathogens in the body, in my experience, initially it works better to minimize fruit, especially sweet fruits in the diet.
Is Dr. Morris healthy? Look good?
Not that healthy, and people ask him about that all the time, and he just says, don't judge me and I won't judge you.
Okay, fair enough.
But he is brilliant, and his work is valid.
Mm-hmm. But there is something, you know, I'm not criticizing him, but there is something to the idea that don't take advice from someone unless they're getting the results that you want.
Absolutely.
I mean, there is
something
to that, right? I mean, that's fair to say, right?
Yeah,
when I was
doing individual consults years ago, if there was something that I was either too busy or I was traveling and couldn't deal with, and I would send them to Morris very often, they would come back to me and they would do my protocols and they would tell me that my protocols work better than his. And again, I revere Dr. Morris. I'm not saying that his techniques are not good, but I've looked at a lot his and a lot of other people's protocols and kind of mixed and matched and created my own, and I just find they work better than the other ones that I'm familiar with.
Also, Ken Roll, I really resonated with what you said earlier, that guys like you and I and others, there are those that really do very transparent about the challenges that we go through. I talk about them on my show, right? You talk about them because we all go through it. You know, none of us are super dudes, right? And it's important that people, I do it because then I can really help people to navigate how some of the methods that I've used on the spiritual level that have worked, you know, working with different foods. But I think it's important not to put ourselves out there as some kind of, you know, super, you know what I'm saying? Because we all go through it. We have a body too. And man, having a body on planet Earth is not easy.
And I'll tell you, you know, even I've met some really, really high level gurus and swamis, and even they have issues, because if you've got a physical body, you're going to have issues. And I don't just mean physical health issues, you know. And I mean, here's a one radio confessional right now. In the end of March, I had the unexpected opportunity to expand my manufacturing facility here in Florida. Mm-hmm. And I had all this travel lined up, and I had 1 month to get basically to double the size of my facility and a massive amount of work. I was working 100 hours a week for pretty much 3 months straight.
Whoa.
Yeah, that is not healthy. That is not good. I wouldn't recommend that for anybody. I was able to do it because of the way I live and eat, and I was okay. But even so, I was exhausted after, you know, 3 months of that. And then I had to go to Bosnia and Croatia for 2 weeks, and I'm eating restaurant food and stuff, you know. And so by the time I got back, I was just run into the ground. And this is why I went and did this intensive 4-day detox with this lady just this past weekend. She invited me, and I was like, I'm there. I am so there. And I was spending 16 hours a day doing very painful, intensive detoxing to get a lot done in a short amount of time and to kickstart a 6-week detox that I'm doing now. But I'm not using that as an excuse to keep overworking. I'm kicking it back now. I'm getting back to a normal schedule, and I'm not overworking now. Yeah. So, yeah, it happens. It happens.
Yeah, it does, you know. It does. All right, kiddo. Well, thanks for everything, and thanks for your work. I appreciate you working with you, with your affiliates, and all the Golden Pyramids right there on the front page. It'll also take you where you can get your Vitalizer Plus. How long do the little mineral cube work in there? Didn't I get two of them when I got the one?
Yeah,
we
did.
We get an extra one, right?
It should tell you, the Vitalizer will tell you when the mineral cube is used up. And honestly, what I do is I just check the pH of the water once it does that, because it'll go sometimes for a couple weeks after that. So I just check the pH until it's really not alkalizing, and then I change it out.
How does it tell you?
It on the display, it'll flash CC on
mine
the display.
Oh, mine does. No, I'm flashing CC now, so I need another one.
So you change the mineral. You change the mineral cube, and then you hold two buttons down on the front of it. I think it's not the on and off button, but it's the other two. You hold them both down at the same time, and it'll clear the CC, and then that resets the counter. And then when it comes up CC again, just start using a pH water test like we sell on our website. I can send you one. Test the pH, and then once the pH is no longer dropping, then you know it's really time to change that mineral cube.
Okay. So do we get the cubes from you too? Can I order them from Amber?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Cool, baby.
Yeah. And they're I think retail. I think they're like $35 a piece or something.
That's good.
Like that.
Yeah, I've been having the CC up there, so I better get another one. I'll call Amber. Yeah, I want to get some salt too, man. All right, kiddo. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Your website is freshandalive.com. Got a lot of videos from Ken Rolla on YouTube. You coming this way? Did I hear you say to me you're going to come this way sometime soon?
I want to come to Texas. It will probably be, it might be in the wintertime because I've got a full schedule through October. But I want to come to Texas, and I want to particularly travel along the Gulf Coast of Texas and let people know about solutions for chemtrailing and geoengineering, because the weather's being manipulated, like Hurricane Harvey that hit Houston and did so much damage. That was engineered. And you can see the engineering. If you know what to look for, you can see it in the cloud formations of the storms and also other things. So there are ways to stop that, and I want to lecture about that in Texas.
Let us know, and we'll play.
Okay.
Okay, kiddo. Thanks a lot. Ken Rolla, all Patrick right. Timpone, may the blessings be, OneRadioNetwork.com, Wayne Blakely, and also F. William Engdahl on the show tomorrow. You probably know Wayne. If you don't, you'll have a blast listening to him. He's a trip. Really smart guy. Been working on the Living Streams products for, 25 years, as he's helped his child, who's pretty much almost normal now, with a pretty full-on autistic behavior. That's how he got into this business. These are great products. I'm having a super time with them. And then also F. William Engdahl, and Sharon put up a video of F. William Engdahl on the front page if you'd like to hear him, what he's talking about, and you'll get a better idea of who the globalists are, the globalists. You'll hear a better idea who these people are, and we'll probably get some good insights on what he feels went on with the Putin-Trump summit, which I guess is gone now, over now. About probably, 6-7 o'clock in Helsinki now? They probably had their little meeting and having dinner now with Mr. Putin and Mr. Trump. So we'll see you tomorrow. I love you all very much. Thank you for your ongoing support, and may the blessings be.
From the Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.